Chapter 4. And again he began to teach by the seaside. And a large crowd was gathered to him, so that he entered into a boat in the sea, and sat down. And the whole crowd was on the land by the sea. And then he taught them many things in parables, and told them in his teaching, "Listen. Look, the sower who went out to sow. And it happened, as he sowed, some seed fell by the road, and the birds came and devoured it. And others fell on the rocky ground, where it had little soil, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of soil. And when the sun came up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And others fell among the thorns, and the thorns grew up, and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And others fell into the good ground, and yielded fruit, growing up and increasing, and brought forth 30 times, and 60 times, and 100 times. And he said, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." And when he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parables. And he said to them, "To you has been given the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all things are done in parables, that seeing they may see, and not perceive, and hearing they may hear, and not understand, lest perhaps they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? And how will you understand all of the parables?" The farmer sows the word. And these are the ones by the road where the word is sown, and when they have heard, immediately Satan comes, and takes away the word which has been sown in them. And these in a similar way are those who are sown on the rocky places, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with joy. And they have no root in themselves, but are short-lived. Then, when oppression or persecution arises because of the word, immediately they stumble. And others are those who are sown among the thorns. These are the ones who have heard the word, and the cares of the age, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And those which were sown on the good ground are those who hear the word, and accept it, and bear fruit, some 30 times, some 60 times, and some 100 times.